This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations along the line on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, as well as on selected Salem Media stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. And just for good measure, we add some of the best independent stations around the countryside, too, scattered here, there, and everywhere. By the way, we also broadcast on the Internet, and we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx and UPS drivers. And by the way, UPS goes back to the table tomorrow to try to settle that upcoming strike at the end of the month. And, of course, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, appreciate what you're doing getting the mail there. And our suicide jockeys that bring us the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel and all the other petroleum products that we need to continue to move around. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can find our podcast not only on our website and on our radio affiliates, but you can also find it on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Guana, Radio Guana in India, which is like the iHeart of India, Boom Play, which is in Africa, like the iHeart of Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeart Radio, and, of course, Apple Podcasts as well. And we're just booming over there at Amazon Music right now, and we really appreciate the people for making that happen. Okay, let's go to the telephone lines. First of all, we've got Kyle Warren sticking around, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain. Hello.
Thank you for being there. And then we've got Frank Silvato. Now, Frank Silvato is the author of the book called Nullification. You'll find out more about that by going over to undergroundusa.com, and also there's a link on the Captain's America Third Watch.com for it, and we have it on the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. Frank Silvato, good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
There, I got it all out in one voice. Okay. All right, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're now up to 83 degrees here and partly cloudy. It's warmed up since midnight, so we're having a heat wave.
Yeah, it's coming. We're going to be in the mid to upper 90s all week long, so no rain in sight. So maybe we could shake it up a little bit, good Lord. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to say the pledge and shake it up that way. You ready?
You got it.
Here I go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty,
justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to start it out this way. Jim Jordan yesterday was on the Talking Head shows, and he made a quote. And everybody went, oh, yeah. He says, it's likely that we are headed towards a Merrick Garland impeachment. And you said there's a key word in there, and it is?
Likely.
Mm-hmm.
likely is noncommittal. It says we'd like to. Says we talk about it. It's good to say on the morning shows, but it gives them plausible deniability if nothing happens. And when you think, and we talked about this right before we went on. If you get impeached, what happens next? You go to trial in the Senate.
Yep.
Do you think Chuck Schumer is going to allow an attorney general under his Senate leadership to be impeached? You'd need to get Manchin. You need to get Sinema. You'd have to hold tight with Romney. Probably would not vote for it. You know, so the likelihood, and I use that word in jest, that it's going to happen is slim and none. They'll talk about it. They'll talk about it. They'll talk about it. And they'll talk about it. But I don't see an impeachment of any cabinet level personnel in the Biden administration happening.
Nope.
That's just par for the course as far as Republicans go. You never telegraph your strategy. If they were going to impeach Merrick Garland, they would just come out and announce that they've done it. We're going to level these charges. We're starting impeachment hearings on Monday. But how many times have you heard Merrick Garland's going to get impeached in the last 6 months?
Oh, many.
Yeah. Many. So, okay, do it then. If you're going to do it, do it. If you've got the argument to remove someone, and the argument is strong.
Yep.
You know, then do it. Quit talking about it and do it. But they, you know, the swamp creatures. I'm not saying Jim Jordan's a swamp creature, but it takes a lot more than just one or two people to get an impeachment going. You have to have leadership to do that, and I don't think that the Republicans have leadership to get that off the ground.
No, I don't think they'll have the votes, and I think you're right. They'll split the vote in the House. It won't even get out of the House, to be honest with you, I don't think.
Yeah, and what does that do? Before 2024, that telegraphs to the American electorate that the Republicans are impotent.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't even impeach a corrupt attorney general. That's how impotent they are with a slim majority. So why would you vote for someone like that?
Mm-hmm.
It damages the Republican Party before the 2024 election. So you either do it and you succeed, or you damage the party, and that's a big roll of the dice.
All right, Kyle, hang on. Frank, you hang on. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition with Frank Silvato. Remember, Nullification, that's the new book he's got out there. Go over to undergroundusa.com. We'll tell you more about how to get the book when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, folks, and this is one of my most favorite segments to do because I get to tell you about Moss Nissan and how good they are and how great they've been to me over the past few years because they have. And they do what they say they're going to do. Now, the one thing about Moss Nissan is their stated goal is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they work very hard at that. And the way they do that is they're the ones that started the You Serve, You Save program. Now, that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors, too, these are active or retired we're talking about here. They get a tremendous deal on the vehicle that you're being offered because they appreciate your service to America. Now, also, if you want to have Moss Care that comes along with the vehicle, you can up the game because free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And then, of course, you get your extended warranty on top of that, and away you go. Now, I will tell you that trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now if you want to go from whatever you're driving to something new. But if you just want to go from pre-owned to pre-owned and upgrade it that way, you can do that too and get a good deal. Now, Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, the website. Moss Nissan is located the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. I was up there Sunday. Also, they've got their Nissan and Acura dealers side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan is there in Brooksville on State Route 50, buffered right up against the Sun Coast Expressway right there. And I'll tell you, that store is so new, it's like you're walking into a I don't know what, but I've never seen anything quite like it. Clean and smells great, and you got a great inventory to choose from. Go to MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com to find out more. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for some more great stuff there, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And don't forget the new book, Nullification. Frank, tell us how nullification's going.
Well, people are showing great interest in not only the book, but the idea. The comments that I'm getting are very encouraging. People have had enough, and they want to know how to help. So I'm pleased with the response. So go on over to UndergroundUSA.com and click on the link for nullification that's available in digital and in print edition. Hoping you get the print edition so after you read it and you understand there's a path forward that brings us back to the Constitution and states' rights, that you send it off to your state elected officials and say, hey, read this blueprint and let's get going.
And soon I will have them with me when I travel around.
Absolutely, you will. I'm waiting to get that shipment for you, and I'm going to sign every copy to people who are engaged and care about the country.
You bet. I
hope you come out and see Captain when he goes to his shows.
Yep.
And I pick up the book.
Yep. Okay, Kyle, you got some questions? Go ahead.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Newt Gingrich is now saying basically that with all the information that's piling up about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, the Biden family, he says that even the New York Times is going to have to soon start to sit up and take notice of what's going on. And, of course, he's kind of talking about, I suppose there's going to be a critical mass. Do you think that critical mass is going to start happening sooner than later, or what do you think? Will it just keep percolating?
Well, it really does depend on whether the media wants to throw the Bidens under the bus. And as long as he's a candidate that they consider, not that reality mandates, but that they consider, they can push over the finish line, even if it's, limping with an ice cream cone in its hand, melting all over the place, they won't allow it to hit critical mass. They've seen what they can do in the last election when they ignored the Hunter Biden story. People were screaming about it. This is ridiculous. They're taking bribes and kickbacks. The kid's not only a coke addict, but he's a grifter just like his father. They're shaking down foreign governments and selling favor of the U.S. government. And New York Times didn't want to cover it. Twitter wouldn't allow it on there. Facebook said no. Washington Post called it a right-wing conspiracy, Russian collusion. So, whether it hits critical mass or not in reality, they don't live in a reality. So will the New York Times write about it? Only if they see blood in the water for Biden. And the only way they could see blood in the water for Biden is if Democrats and people within the Democrat apparatus in Washington start to truly and honestly consider Kennedy as an alternative. So, the words matter, and control of the narrative is essential in a presidential election. And as long as the New York Times is blindly followed by people of the Democrat Party, and same goes with the Washington Post, you're going to see the change they want you to see. They don't have to cover it. The Hunter Biden laptop story proves that if they don't cover it, they can win elections. So they don't care about whether it's critical mass or not. They care if it helps the cause.
Where Donald Trump is concerned, do you think that he is going to come into these debates? Do you think he'll want to stay away or come up with some alternative event? It seems to me that it would do him good if he went out and answered some of these criticisms.
Well, we think it would be a good thing for him, but he's got his own strategy. I don't see him taking part in the debates because everybody's going to come loaded for bear for what they saw the last time. They're not going to come and play nice with him and be polite. They're going to hit him with both barrels coming out of the box so they can strike first. And then that's the repercussions of what he did last time in the debates. Now, was it warranted last time in debates? Yeah. There were some people on that stage who were so arrogant they needed the wind taken out of their sails. But he's not a challenger this time as much as that's the way he would like to be portrayed. He's been president of the United States. He can't come out talking like a bull in the china shop. And he's a target because now he has a record that people can argue against or for. So, you know, when you're a challenger and you don't have a track record in politics, you can say a lot of things. You could blow with the wind a little bit to make sure that you're answering the questions the way you want to answer them. But when you've got a track record, now you have something to be measured by. And even though a lot of people on the right enjoyed that record, and they should have, the economy was wonderful, our borders were secure, the military was being attended to, et cetera, et cetera. There are some people who could twist those things, so there's absolutes that can't be fudged. That's why I don't think he's going to take the debate stage. He's going to say, I can't get a fair debate. It's going to be, everyone's going to be against me, just like the juries and these trumped up charges. So I'm going to have a conversation with the American people one on one, and I'll go from there. He'll say the RNC is corrupt. And in that respect, I'm not sure that I can disagree with him. I think Rhoda McDaniels is in the tank for the swamp, and that's that. So I don't see him attending the debates.
Well, you know, as well, Frank, I'm curious about what might be next for DeSantis, for example. We've got a new New Hampshire poll that shows that he's slipping a little bit compared to Trump. Trump continues to be strong, of course. But where do you see some of these other candidates? Are we going to have many less candidates after the first debate? Because nobody's really getting the traction that they want to get.
No, and they're not raising the money that they want to raise. And that's the rubric that McDaniels has put on whether you make the debate stage or not. We're getting towards the point in time where polls might reflect what's happening, but we're still too early in this. Remember, when Trump announced right out of the box that he was going to run again, that's when the campaign season started. It was way too early.
Yep.
You know, people, you can't campaign 24/7, 365. You just can't. DeSantis, there was one worry at the very beginning when he announced that maybe his fuse was too bright at the time and that he was going to peak too early. But I think the lull that you've just seen happen over the last month or so, where he's been focusing on Iowa, and remember, you know, everybody's talking about the polls and, oh, DeSantis is falling to Trump. Trump's upset with what's happening in Iowa because the governor there has been quite positive about Ron DeSantis.
She's just about done everything but endorse him. Can you stick around for another segment, Frank?
You bet.
Okay, because I got a question I'm going to ask Frank about the Vice President Kamala Harris and how she threw something out there, which was an outright direct lie that everybody that lives in the state of Florida needs to understand, and they need to let her know about it, too. That's just me talking. We'll see what you do about it when I tell you.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is giving Texas an ultimatum. Remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande River or get sued. At issue is a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. In a letter to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the Fed calls the barrier illegal and said it poses a serious risk to public safety and the environment. Abbott maintains that Texas has the right to defend its borders. The Justice Department is giving the governor until 2 p.m. today local time to confirm he's received the letter and to commit to removing the barrier. At least six people are dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago, Illinois area. The violence began Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery and found inside of a vehicle in an alley. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, the website. Promo code Captain. When you go over to MyPillow.com, just remember promo code is Captain, and you can call him 24/7 at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And there will be someone there to answer the phone. Now, let me tell you, it's his 20th year anniversary going on right now. And you want a pillow? You don't have one? You've been thinking about it? Now's the time to do it. On the small pillows, buy one, get one, 1998. Buy one, get one. You heard me right. On the queen-size pillows, you save $50. They're only $19.98. And on the big old king-size pillow, the big pillow, you get it for $10 more, or $29.98, which is still $50 below the regular price. Now, the MyPillow, 80 million MyPillows have been sold. And if you don't have one, you need to get one. Find out why they're so popular and people are just zooming around buying them. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. There you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and the book is Nullification, right?
You got it.
Now, I hope the people in Florida are awake, have had their coffee, and they're listening to what I'm going to say. First of all, guess who's coming to Jacksonville today, Kyle and Frank?
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Yo, Kamala.
Now, on
little knucklehead.
Now, on Friday of last week, she made a comment about in a speech about the Florida curriculum where they were teaching people in schools about slavery from a slavery standpoint, a pro-slavery standpoint. She lied about what she said. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And the people of Florida need to understand that this woman just stood up there and blatantly told the big one about all of us, which wasn't true. Now, you know what she said, Frank, because you and I were talking about it off air. How would you handle this?
Well, you have to point out that there's never been an event that Kamala Harris has spoken at where she doesn't make a Biden-sized gaffe about the truth. And I'm starting to believe that they picked her because she's more of a walking gaffe than Biden himself, which is really hard to imagine. Because he's got a long list of gaffes going all the way back to talking about people of Indian descent always owning donut shops and 7-Elevens.
And Corn Pop.
Yeah. So, you know, Kamala Harris, really, if anybody's taking her speeches seriously or believe that they're getting any kind of intelligent content out of them, you really better check yourself because you're not. You know, they're actively trying to figure out how to throw her under the bus for the next election cycle. And it's not a secret anymore. So when you're that bad and you're making gaffes like this, it's time to ridicule. It's an Alinsky rule. It rules for radicals, and it's a tactic that the left uses as well. It's time, and man, you and I have been talking about this for 20 years.
Yep.
It's time the right takes a playbook that the Democrats have been using
mm-hmm.
to attack their political opponents, and it's the rules for radicals. It works.
Solomonsky.
So, yeah. So, Kamala Harris, you want to put a sword in the neck of this bull? Do it. Start ridiculing her a little bit more than what we're doing, because disingenuous memes and everything, that's one thing that makes you feel better. Gets no traction with the left. But if you start using truth and ridicule with truth, that sticks because they can't argue against that.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that she was saying that Florida was a pro-slavery, you know, they're teaching pro-slavery
yep.
Histrionics in Florida, that's just so far off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
Florida was one of the most embracing of states. Yep. After the freeing of the slaves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like you said, no truth to it at all. She has to be called on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They actually could come down here, the slaves, the former slaves, and be given some land to farm on or to start a business on or whatever. Unlike the northern states were to do the same thing, you had to have a white sponsor. People aren't even talking about that, but they should be.
Yeah, because who put that caveat into the workings up in the North after the Civil War?
Democrats.
It was the mm-hmm. Democrats.
You bet.
And she can't say anything about that. And this is how you use the ridicule to push back based on truth. She can't say anything about that. Otherwise, you put her into a corner where she has to admit that Democrats were the party that were still treating the freed slaves like second-class citizens. It wasn't the Republicans. It was the Democrats. And then you get further on in the history, and she has to admit that the Democrats were at the core of the Ku Klux Klan and all of the Jim Crow laws and everything else that took place through the Democrat South after the Civil War. You know, they don't teach history in grade school and high school to the extent anymore that you learn anything about things like that. But that's the truth. Anybody who's read history about what happened after the Emancipation Proclamation understands that all of the racial divide and the lynchings and everything else that they talk about so arrogantly today and try to pin on the right, that was the Republicans doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Democrats.
By the way,
going all the way up to George Wallace.
By the way, Kyle and I were talking earlier about the border and about how the federal government's going to sue over those barrels that are out there, traffic hazard, you know, navigational hazard. Kyle, here's a headline for you. Texas seizes more than 422 million lethal doses of fentanyl at the border, which were tried to be passed across, guess what, those barrels.
Well, that's a good thing that they were able to interdict that.
So therefore, there goes their case blown out of the water again. Look what it managed to do.
Right, yeah. Oh. Well, their argumentation is based on what the, whatever this act said, and so that's what's gonna, the part that's going to be litigated, yeah.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, this is the federal government trying to keep the borders open because they know that they need to get as many people across into the United States that they can before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration is going to be a big deal, and because they've had the throttle full blast since Biden got into office, mm-hmm. they're going to ease off with, well, let's talk about immigration reform. Mark my words about that one coming up. When we head into the silly season, once we get to 2024,
mm-hmm.
they're going to start talking about immigration reform, and you're going to hear Dick Durbin come out again and talk about the Dreamers, and you know, just rewind the tape, play it again, because that's what's going to happen. So it's got to be full speed ahead, and that's why they want to sue Texas. But this is a perfect opportunity for Texas to exercise nullification of the federal law. We're going to sue you because you're putting things in the waterway. Well, we're not going to recognize that federal law. It's unconstitutional. You're not doing your duty as per the Constitution. You're supposed to be securing the border. That's in your purview. You're not doing it, so we're nullifying, you know, we're suing you. We're not showing up to court. What are you going to do? Chisel the state off? And drag it to Washington so we can go to court? No, we're just not showing up. We're not dealing with it. We're not playing your reindeer games. And we're going to stay down here and secure our border.
Mm.
But that's the power that nullification could give a state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want to sue me? Go ahead. Have fun in court. I'm going to be over at Burger King getting a burger. Because I'm not going to go and play that game with you.
Hmm. Well, maybe you can go to Arby's and get a burger. They got a new burger there called the Wagyu, whatever that means.
Yeah, sprinkle the infield. Help your local entrepreneurs. Most of the fast food places around here, and I don't want to get emails about you're talking about unhealthy food. I'm talking about business and helping local business owners. Most of those people are franchisees.
Yep.
They work hard, so help them out.
Yeah, and they all got salads. They've all got some healthy stuff in there. You know, I was surprised to hear that McDonald's got rid of their salads, by the way, so I was shocked to hear that. All right, here comes the music, sir. We will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, Nullification is the book. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. Check it out. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, and the Sports Zone quarterback, a.k.a. insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, will be right back with us on the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. You're going to get a chance to see him Tuesday over at Mission Barbecue here on West Waters. And Thursday, when we have our last, absolutely positively, our last luncheon down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And we're going to have a great gathering down there. A lot of people that we haven't seen in a while are saying that they're coming, and I can't wait. Can't wait. This portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are absolutely the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. I've been doing business with them for a long, long time. They are one of the original sponsors on my radio show when I was on the air down there in Sarasota. And believe it or not, from installation to parts and cleaning, there's people from all around the country that call them because they can't get parts. Yep. So, I'll give you the phone number in a minute, but make sure when you do call them, you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on by or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Schedule an appointment. Stop on by. Remember, they are local, experienced, and they are the best at what they do. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is stuck around because he wants to talk baseball. And by the way, we've got Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, who wants to talk about golf. I'll bet you $100, right?
Boy, you're a smart man, Captain Matt Bruce. I do want to
now,
talk about
somebody,
baseball.
Now, did somebody play golf somewhere yesterday?
Come on, man. The British Open, baby. The Open. Okay.
Well, why do we care? Why do we care about what happened in Britain?
Because an American one, Brian Harman. Come
I know,
on.
I know, I heard that. The short guy.
Hey, he just played great, Captain.
Yep, the short guy won.
He made the eagle on the 18th hole on Friday, and he didn't look back. He just kept it going, and congratulations to him. His first major. He's a lefty, great guy, great human being, great for the sport. Just a gentleman.
And it was a little bit tough yesterday because it was raining and the wind was blowing and a couple of other things. It was terrible weather.
Yes, it was. That's what happens over there in the British Open. You know, so, hey, he weathered the storm, as they say. He handled the rain and his nerves. That's not easy to do. So, very, very impressive the way he won this thing. Hopefully it's a few more to come for the young man. Sometimes it's a one and done for a lot of people, but this guy was on the verge of making some things happen, and he finally did. So congratulations to him. Let's talk. We'll save Kyle and I's baseball for last. Let's talk a little NASCAR. Okay, Denny Hamlin wins the Cup up there in the mountains of Pennsylvania, the Poconos.
Yep,
it was very controversial, Captain. A lot of contact, a lot of restarts. I think NASCAR has to start looking at some things here and change some things up on how these restarts occur and the wrecks happen. They're intentional, and there's like no penalty for that. I don't get that. And
well, there's a penalty if somebody causes something like that, but it's not until after the race is over and they get a chance to look at it.
Yeah,
well, it'll come. Believe me, you'll hear about it today or tomorrow. It'll come.
Well, I hope so, Captain. But again, it doesn't change the outcome.
No.
You know? It's not like the guy got thrown out of the game like if it was a baseball game or you know, another major sport game. And got a little problem with that. That's just something I'd like to see them fix. And the other thing, Captain, I got to get your opinion on this. You know, it obviously happens if you and I are on the same racing team. They help each other out. You know, is that a good thing? I mean, you know, I thought it was you. I'm racing you. I didn't know I was racing you and Kyle there at the end. And I'll wait for your opinion. Go ahead.
If it's a team like Penske or Joel or Gibbs or something like that, and you got two cars running 1-2, 1-2, until that last lap of that race, it's a team effort to stay up front. When you get to that last lap or two or three, whatever it is, and it's anybody can win it.
Right, but what I mean is, I'm trying to beat somebody, and you're going to run an interference for Kyle.
That's correct. And they do that. That's the teamwork that they do to keep the other guys behind. But in the meantime, you got two cars from the same team right up there at the front.
Now, or hey, if I'm in fourth, I could still come in first, and you're going to mess with me. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't care for that myself. But anyway, all right, let's get to baseball. Kyle, what about baseball would you like to talk about, young man?
Well, good morning, Patrick. It's great to talk with you this morning. Well, it looks like, if I'm correct, right, the Orioles have now gone to the head of the AL East here after their series with the Rays.
And two games.
How does this... Yeah, how does this change things, or at least the anticipation of what we might start to see happening, here in the coming days?
Yeah, I mean, the Rays, 3-7 after their last, their last 10 games. That's not a
but
great
4-13 over the month of July. Well, now it's 4-14. Sorry, 4-14.
Yeah. No, it's not good. I mean, they're at a 600 pace for the year, and. They're gonna have to keep that up now. We were talking about 500 kids in the playoffs. Well, it might not now. The good news for them is Toronto, Boston, and the Yankees really haven't made any progress. And that's gonna be interesting to say the least. Are they gonna take a shot on Otani, the Yankees? they have the wherewithal. Can they make that final push for the playoffs? The Rays can definitely use Ohtani for a couple months to see what can happen for him. And at least the Minnesota Twins now are at 525. They've won 53 games, so they're playing a little bit better. And the Angels are still in it for the wild card. So do you get rid of Trout and Ohtani when you have a chance to get in the playoffs? Or do you get as much as you can for them and play for the future, Kyle? That's the question of the day.
That is exactly it. You know, and again, I think that, you know, I think this is Artie Moreno, right, who owns the Angels. You know, they've got some real soul searching to do on that. But I did see this, though, because, again, Ohtani is doing so well. Even Aaron Judge right now is saying that it would be exciting for the game, basically of baseball, if Ohtani is able to go past his 62 homers.
Oh, no question about it. Him shoot for that record has everybody, you know, on the edge of their seats to see if he's going to do it. The other thing with him is, you know, where's the best market for him to go and where can the organization get the money back? Well, normally it's the big cities. I wish the Rays would take a play for him because then, you know what, the Japanese would just love all the Devil Ray gear and I think the Rays could get their money back. You know, in more ways than one. Are they willing to do it? That's the question of the day. I would love to see Sternberg do it. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. I mean, the stands would, I mean, he'd bring people to the stands. He would bring recognition. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Kyle does want that.
You know what they need worse right now? They need a good starting pitcher, and I hear they're going after one.
Well, that's true. Well, Ohtani's a good starting pitcher, Captain. So
that's true.
You know, do for the bag of ones. So why not get him? Take a shot for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of that, you know, why not take a shot by giving me a call at 813-966-1052 and see what I can do for you in reference to your insurance needs. Let me be your starting pitcher and see if I can be of help in that department for you. I save people money every single day when I meet with them, or I get them better benefits for their plans. So it just, it's worth your while to give me a call and see how I can be of help. Two things are going to happen, like I always say. I'm going to give you peace of mind to say you have a
10 seconds.
And our plan that does need to be changed. So give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. God bless you, Cal. Talk to you Wednesday morning, guys. Thanks.
All right, and we will be at lunch tomorrow over there at Mission Barbecue. You never know if Patrick's going to show up or not on West Waters. And we'll also be down there in Bradenton on Thursday for the absolute last great time, which is going to be like a reunion for a lot of people at Mixon's Grosside Cafe. We'll be talking more about that in the next couple of days. But we'll say goodbye to Kyle, and Kyle, we'll talk to you tonight.
Thank you, Captain. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. We are. And you take care and be safe out there in the warm, warm, warm California temperatures they're going to have out there today. We'll be back tonight with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, it's all about we the people. We can do this. All you got to do is stick together. We can do this. Let's get it going. God bless America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.